It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
And we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com, Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball once again here on a Friday night. Good evening, Brandon Tamman and Kirk Kilman as Doniphan County plays host to Holton. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for the American Legion contest we have for you on KNZA. Holton, the road team, will bat first. They'll lead it off with Brady Hoggle, who will be out in center field. Jack Siegenhagen is catching and batting second. Caleb McCrory bats third. He will play at third. Drew Womack is in the cleanup spot. He'll be at first base. Braden Binkley is in the number five spot in the order. He'll play at second base. Landon Kennedy, he'll be pitching and batting sixth. Noah Bartle is in left field batting seventh. Josh Smith, he'll bat eighth and be at shortstop. And Zach Carlson will be the right fielder and batting ninth for Holton. So again, for the 2-0 Holton Cats here, Legion Baseball tonight, it'll be Hoggle, Siegenhagen, McCrory, Womack, Binkley, Kennedy, Bartle, Smith, and Carlson. For the home team tonight, that is Doniphan County. They'll go like this here in this matchup. Dustin Veach will lead it off. He'll be at third base. Ryder Davis, he'll bat second and play at shortstop. Cooper Everly, he bats third and will pitch. Beckham Griffin in the cleanup spot, he'll be at first base. Logan Blevins at second base batting fifth. Hayden Paulino, the catcher, batting sixth. Colt Jensen in left and batting seventh. Colton Peterson bats eighth. He'll be in right field. And Seth Judd rounds it out, number nine spot in the order. He will be out in center field. So, again, for Doniphan County, it'll be Veach, Davis, Everly, Griffin, Blevins, Paulino, Jensen, Peterson, and Judd. American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Moments away from the first pitch, and we appreciate all of our great listeners and sponsors out there making our broadcast possible here on 103.9 at KNZA. So again, Holton, it's been a while since Holton has put together a senior Legion team, and they're off to an early 2-0 start. They swept Atchison last week, wins of 3-2. And 13-3. Doniphan County, they've had a little bit of a tough stretch. They've played some close games, but sweeps handed out to them by Marysville and Topeka most recently on Wednesday. A couple of close losses at Topeka, non-league games, 6-4 and 5-3. And then before that on Sunday, they had a couple of close losses at Marysville. Those finals were 1-0 and 3-1. Doniphan County in the red uniform tops and white pants, blue and gray on the jersey pant combo for the Cats of Holton. And on the hill again for Doniphan County, it'll be Cooper Everly. He will face Hoggle, Siegenhagen, and McCrory. Top three in the Holton order here tonight as fans continue to pile in. The clouds are starting to take shape. It was sunny when we got here. That is not the case. Rain is expected later on this evening, but we are planning on getting this one in for you here tonight. Again, our great sponsors, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. I want to thank Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So defensively, for Donovan County, behind Everly on the bump, Paulino the catcher, Beach at third, Davis the shortstop, Blevins at second, Griffin at first, Jensen in left, Judd in center, and Peterson is in right field. It'll be Brady Hoggle to lead things off, center fielder here for Holton, and right away a left-handed bat inside the box against the righty in Everly. Everly lifts and fires, and the first pitch is low and inside for ball one, and we are underway this evening. We had a broadcast Wednesday night. It was a game in which Sabetha won at Seneca by an 8-4 final. First time we're seeing these two teams in 2024. Here's a ground ball to the right side, played by the second baseman in Blevins, over to Griffin in time, and one up and one down. It goes 4-3. That'll bring up the catcher in Jack Siegenhagen, wearing jersey number 8, batting from the right side of the box. Down the lines here at Donovan County, 317 to the fence. A lot of room in the outfield. Slow roller right back to Everly. He runs over to first, underhand toss in time, so a couple of early ground outs, and two up and two down. Here is Caleb McCrory, the third baseman. Always respect someone who rocks jersey number 99. We'll bat from the right side with nobody on and two outs here in the top of the first inning. No score, just getting going tonight. And he'll take a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Everly gets the sign from Paulino and fires an off-speed pitch, and it bends in there to make it 0-2. So a chance to make quick work of the Cats here in the top of the first inning. 0-2 on the way, and it's in there, called strike 3. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Easy work for Everly in the top of the first. We'll step aside. No score. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. It's a big month of June at Village Templar in Sabetha with an anniversary and birthday bash all month. June marks 5 years that Jennifer Carr has owned Village Templar, and don't tell anyone, but she's turning 45 this month. For the entire month of June, you can add on a gourmet cupcake for just a nickel on any online flower order at their new website, VillageSamplerFlorist.com. And June 28th and June 29th, every purchase will receive a free gift, as well as every fifth purchase will receive 45% off their entire purchase. Come celebrate this month at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke at 785-851-0785. Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, Donovan County, and Holton scoreless as we go to the bottom of the first inning. First time we'll see Landon Kennedy on the bump for Holton, and the top three in the Donovan County order coming up. It'll be Dustin Beach, Ryder Davis, and Cooper Everly. And if one of those three are able to get on, Beckham Griffin in the cleanup spot. Blue jersey tops, white numerals and lettering, gray pants. White caps, blue brim for the Cats of Holton. Donovan County with their red jersey tops, white pants, trimmed in blue and white. Holton went down with ease. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout in the first against Cooper Eberle. And now the first opportunity on offense for the home team, Doniphan County. Dustin Beach will lead things off. He will bat from the left side against the right-hander, Landon Kennedy. Steps in, open on the stance, slight bend to the knees. And the first pitch by Kennedy is a swing and a miss for strike number one. A slow start here for Doniphan County in 2024. They went 7-11 a year ago. Next pitch by Kennedy, a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. They won their first zone tournament game, beating Sabetha, but then back-to-back losses to Corning and Seneca ended their season. Next pitch, high and away, makes it 1-2. It's been some time since Holton has had a senior Legion squad inside the league, and a couple of wins against Atchison last week to kick off the summer. Next pitch again outside. 2-2 here on Dustin Beach, playing at third base in this matchup tonight. Slow roller to the right side, but that is foul. And it stays 2-2. So when last year, just 6 in the NEK standings, and you add Holton and Atchison to the mix here in 2024. 2-2 here on Veach. Kennedy's pitch is low and from 0-2 to 3-2. So a good battle here for Veach to start. No score, bottom of the first. Nobody on and nobody out. And Kennedy sets and fires. Another foul ball to the right side. It stays 3-2. So Veach battling here to kick things off in the home first. Defensively, behind Kennedy, Segan Hagen, the catcher. McCrory's at third. Smith at short. Binkley at second. You got Womack at first. Bartle in left. Hoggle in center. Carlson's in right. Next pitch, just a bit inside. 4. So a good at bat. A lengthy one for Dustin Beach, and he wins it with a leadoff walk. So here's Ryder Davis, the shortstop, with Beach at first base and nobody out. Bats on the right side wearing jersey number 11. And quickly Kennedy now out of the stretch. And a quick toss to first base and it sails away. And that's going to allow Beach to get there to second without a throw. So an error against the pitcher and Kennedy puts Beach into scoring position. There wasn't a lot behind that throw, but it was well off target. First baseman Womack had no chance to get it. And a base hit could give Doniphan County an early lead. And the first pitch to Davis, a little bit outside, gets stopped by Segan Hagen, the catcher. And it's 1-0. A little bit of dancing back at second base as Kennedy looks. And the next pitch is popped up, and it's going to just sail over the fence and into foul territory. And it evens the count, 1-1. Good opportunity here for Doniphan County to get on the board with a runner at second base and nobody out. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. We get a quick time call, and Holton will decide to have a meeting on the hill. And Legion Baseball coverage here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Of course, McDonald's, our player of the game sponsor each and every broadcast. So after a quick early mound visit, two batters into the inning, we are back and ready to go. So Beach again at second base. He worked a lengthy at bat and got a walk on Kennedy and then got to second base on a throwing error. And right now 1-1 the count on Ryder Davis. Kennedy fires, away, and it's inside for ball two. Siegenhagen, the catcher, getting a lot of work here early. Two balls and one strike. You're on Ryder Davis, playing at shortstop to begin this contest tonight. Batting from the right side. Kennedy sets. Chest tie, looking back at second, and fires. That one's outside, and it's three balls and one strike. Jonathan County's first two batters really making Landon Kennedy work and throw quite a few pitches here early. 3-1's on the way, and it's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Kennedy. The count now full, three balls and two strikes. Cooper Eberle is on deck as Jonathan County looks to strike first here in the bottom of the first. Big 3-2 by Kennedy. Bends in there, but just missed inside for ball four. So back-to-back walks. And here's Cooper Eberle. And both of those were lengthy at-bats, which resulted in full counts. And both resulting in a walk. So Veach at second, Davis at first. And here is Eberle, an RBI chance here early on in this game. And he'll take a first pitch called strike. It's 0-1. The last four games for Doniphan County with Marysville and Topeka, all those games were close. All four losses by just a combined 7 runs. Play here, a play there could certainly change the outcome of one or maybe multiples of that set. 0-1 count here to Eberle, 2 on, nobody out. Pitches outside, makes it 1-1. And Holton's had a little bit of time since sweeping Atchison last week, wins of 3-2 and 13-3. 1-1. Clouds continue to pour in. Overcast conditions, not much of a breeze. Next pitch inside makes it 2-1. Beckham Griffin to follow. Big time chance here for Doniphan County to get on the board first. 2 on and nobody out. No score, bottom of the first. So Kennedy really grinding here with the pitch count early, yet to record an out. Next one is outside. And another hitter-friendly count at 3-1. See if Eberle gets maybe aggressive on 3-1 or if he takes all the way, trying to load the bases with nobody out. Let's see. The 3-1 is taken, and he leaned towards first. Thought it was outside, but it's a called strike, and it's 3-2. Good location on that pitch by Kennedy. Now another big 3-2. All three batters he has faced have worked full counts. The first two have gotten on via the walk. There's a ground ball left side, playable at short by Smith. He'll go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. A slow ground ball to the shortstop in Smith, and he makes the play to second, so Davis is forced out. So now they're at the corners with one down. Big first out for Holton, and that brings up Beckham Griffin. Griffin, jersey number 42, playing at first base. Credits the first three batters for Doniphan County, really making Kennedy work. And the first pitch low and outside. Throw to second is not in time, and a stolen base for Cooper Eberle. It was a good throw by Siegenhagen, but Eberle just a little bit too much speed. That pitch was outside to make it 1-0. Here on Griffin. Now second and third with one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. DC trying to strike first. Kennedy's pitch is a swing and a miss. High fastball evens it up, 1-1. set at the belt. Still trying to find his way out of a jam here early, and there's another swing and miss. And down goes. It was 0-2, beg your pardon. So Griffin is down swinging, and that is a big second out. So it was off on the count there. It was 0-2 and a swing and miss, and big out number two. First strikeout recorded by Kennedy. So now second and third, two down, and it's up to Logan Blevins. Must be huge if Kennedy can work his way out of this one. First pitch fastball missing away, makes it 1-0. So he walks the first two batters in the inning. And gets a ground ball fielder's choice to get the first out, put him at the corners. Everly stole second, but then Griffin struck out. There's a swing and a miss to make it one ball and one strike. So now again, down to Blevins. Base hit could give DC an early one, maybe even 2-0 lead. But the room for error is no more with two outs. 1-1 is low and outside, makes it two balls and one strike. So again, Kennedy and opportunities really grinded here, throwing a lot of pitches in this bottom of the first, but still a chance to get out of it with no harm done. But the count to Blevins, 2-1. Kennedy looks at third and fires. It is popped up, left side, infield. Smith, the shortstop, just to the edge of the grass, and he makes the one-handed catch for the out. So no harm, no foul is Holton. Strands a couple, or I should say Kennedy, holding on those two runners in scoring position. So we stay scoreless as we head to the second inning here on at KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Still early on, Holton and Donovan County scoreless. Here as we go to the second inning of play. Donovan County got two runners on in the bottom of the first, but were unable to get one across. Still goose egg against goose egg as we start inning number two. Everly back to work. First pitch to Drew Womack is taken for strike number one. Drew Womack, the first baseman, will be followed by Braden Binkley and Landon Kennedy. Everly's pitch hit well. Two bouncer left side. Shortstop Davis throw to first to Griffin in time for out number one. So Everly has retired the first four. Here is Binkley. Binkley rocking jersey number 10, batting from the right side of the plate against the right-hander in Everly. Has worked pretty smooth and quick here early on. First pitch tails away for ball one. And the 1-0 offering, same pitch, different location, catching the outside corner to make it one ball and one strike. Everly again fires, and a half-hearted swing and miss to make it one ball and two strikes, kind of like a half check swing. Good location on the inside corner missing there. One ball, two strikes, and Everly steps off the rubber, resets. Holds the glove high, gets the call, and fires a 1-2, and it's low and outside. Even Stevens, 2-2. So the first four retired. He has one strikeout, the other three outs. Ground out to the pitcher, ground out to second, they ground out to short. And Ben's in there on the outside corner and a called strike three. Down goes Binkley. Second strikeout for Everly. Five up and five down, and here's Kennedy. Well, Everly's cruised along here early through 1 2/3, but Kennedy really had to grind in that last half inning against Doniphan County, but ultimately held him off the board. Now gets his first opportunity against Everly. First pitch is ball number one. Here's a 1-0. Hit well to the right side, and this could be a tough play and working towards the line, and it's going to be caught, I believe. Kind of lost the visual down the right field line. That was a heck of a play by Peterson to retire the side near the line. So Everly, another quick 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the second inning. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Holton and Doniphan County, scoreless to the home second. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the D.C. order. Hayden Paulino, the catcher, will step in and take a hack at the first pitch and pop it up here to the left side. And just inside the line, it's going to be caught by the third baseman in McCrory. Just like that, one pitch, one out. Here's Colt Jensen, the left fielder. Well, after Kennedy threw maybe close to 10 pitches in the first batter he saw last inning, he'll take one pitch, one out here in the second. And the first pitch to Jensen, missing away for ball one. Kennedy fires, and a swing and a miss. Pulled the string a touch. Jensen swung over the top, and it's one ball and one strike. Colton Peterson will follow. No score, bottom of the second inning. Here's a ground ball. Ooh, ricochets off the glove of the pitcher, and the throw to first is going to be in time. What a defensive effort, and nicely done. I believe that was the second baseman in Binkley. Good heat behind that hit. Ricochets off the glove of the pitcher, and Kennedy over to the right side of the infield. The second baseman, Binkley, gets it to first in time, and Jensen is out number two. And the first pitch to Peterson, missing for ball number one. So two up and two down. And Kennedy fires. A little bit high, makes it two balls and no strikes. Kennedy walked the first two batters he faced in the first inning. Here's a slow roller to the left side. Could be a tough play. Deep in there is Smith. A long throw, and it gets away. And Peterson turns and takes off to second base. And it's going to be, I believe, a base hit and then an error. So Peterson to second base with two outs. So not quite a near 1-2-3 inning. Kennedy's going to have to get out of a little bit of a jam here now again as base hit could give Donovan County an early lead. Here's Seth Judd, number 9 in the order. Kennedy's first pitch is hit into left field, and it drops in for a base hit, and that error comes back to bite Holton as Judd records an RBI single to make it 1-0. So to the top of the order, Dustin Veach. A walk in his first at bat. He's got Judd at first with two outs, and Donovan County out to the 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch by Kennedy goes behind Veach, and it's caught by the catcher in Siegenhagen for ball number 1. So that error comes back to bite Holton, and a chance to get Donovan County down in order, but a two-out error allowing Peterson to get to second base, and then Judd coming through with the RBI single to left. But Kennedy wants to limit that damage to just one. Ground ball to the right side, but foul. Evens the count, 1-1. Donovan County coming through here in the second when they couldn't in the first. They stranded two in scoring position in the bottom of the first. Now a two-out RBI here. Now a right-side shot, and it's through the gap and into right field for a hit. And Veach with his second time on base in as many at-bats, and Judd goes to second. Just a shot through the right side of the infield. So now you got Judd at second, Veach at first, and two down now for Ryder Davis. Donovan County putting something together with two outs here in this inning. And the first pitch is a called strike, and taking third without a throw is Judd. Davis falls behind quickly, no balls and 1-1. Kennedy got the first two. Paulino and Jensen on a pop out and a ground out, but then an error on a base hit by Colton Peterson kept the inning alive. And now a slow roller to the left side, deep in the hole, Smith. He won't have a play, and it's an infield shot and another RBI. Judd scores from third to make it 2-0. Veach stops at second. An RBI infield hit for Ryder Davis. And it's now 2-0, Donovan County. And the inning continues with two outs. Here's Everly, reached out a fielder's choice. And a base hit could add another. Donovan County with two in the inning. And a 2-0 lead early in this game. Everly takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Veach at second. And Davis at first. This has all happened with two outs. Pitch by Kennedy, bends in there and is a called strike number 2. So a chance to get out of it, potentially here. Kennedy can find the zone, and the pitch is hit to the left side and once again finds a gap and out into left field for a hit. It is another RBI single. Everly this time getting involved. And Veach chugging his way home, and Davis stopping at second base. So another two-out RBI. It's 3-0 here in the home second. Now a chance for Beckham Griffin. Timely two outs. RBI hitting here. Now a low pitch gets away, and both runners advancing. Davis to third, Everly to second. So after the first two batters were out, five straight singles that have led to three runs. There's a foul ball right there by Griffin. Makes it one ball and one strike. Just putting it in play and finding the gaps between the infield. An error started this rally. Doniphan County taking big time advantage. There's a called strike to make it one ball, two strikes. Eighth batter to come up here in the inning is Beckham Griffin. Struck out in the first, but now he's got second and third. Base hit could really open this game up. But a swing and a miss on a pitch that was probably outside the zone, and down he goes. So he strikes out for the second time, but five straight singles with two outs gives Doniphan County a 3-0 advantage. Two innings in the books. It's American Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chaim T.S. of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, presented by Chaim T.S. Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Five two-out singles for Doniphan County that last half inning has given them an early 3-0 lead on Holton as we start the top of the third inning. Here is Noah Bartle, the left fielder, and a swing and a miss at the first pitch by Everly, and the count 0-1. Bartle will be followed by Josh Smith and then Zach Carlson. Everly's looked good through the first two. He has retired the first six he has seen and has two strikeouts, three groundouts, and the lineouts. One ball, one strike here on Bartle. The pitch off speed and bends in there for a called strike number two. Everly sets and a 1-2. In there, called strike three on the inside corner. Bartle down for out number one. That is the third strikeout in the game for Everly. Seven up and seven down, and here's Josh Smith. Josh Smith, the shortstop, batting from the right side, number eight in the Holton lineup tonight. First pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Holton looking for their first base runner of tonight's game. Doniphan County, a 3-0 advantage here in the third. There's a swing and a miss to make it one ball and one strike. Corning, the defending NEK champs from last year. Still very early on, but good starts for Hiawatha, Holton, Seneca, and Sabetha. Two balls and one strike here on Smith. Here's the pitch by Everly, and a good off-speed pitch outside the zone that is swung on and missed. And Smith Now with the deuce-deuce count. Clouds are out, lights are on. And a 2-2 counts, and swing and a miss, and down goes Smith. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the third. 4 strikeouts for Everly. 8 up and 8 down, and here's Zach Carlson. Everly's got a groove going, and now with a 3-run lead, still early in this game in the top of the third. First pitch to Carlson is a called strike number 1. Everly sets and fires, and it's inside, but is a called strike number 2. Quickly, Carlson down 0-2, and a chance to strike out the side here in the top of the third. Everly works quickly and fires. Low and away, makes it 1-2. Of course, regionally, more baseball tonight, Royals and Mariners on 92.1. You also got K-State baseball opening up there. Super regional against number 12 national seed in Virginia. There's a called strike on the outside corner, and Everly strikes out the side, and he has got 5 strikeouts through 9 batters faced. We head to the home third here on KNZA. It's a 3-0 score.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Luke Dillon Electric. With over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, call Luke at 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And I want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. It is American Legion Baseball here on 103.9. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tabman with you. Donovan County. Their third at bats. We're in the bottom of the third inning. They lead Holton 3-0. 3 runs on 5 singles in the second, all with 2 outs. Kennedy's first pitch to Logan Blevins. Low and outside for 1. So Blevins, Paulino, and Jensen threw up this inning against Kennedy. Next pitch is fouled away, and it's 1-1. Blevins popped out to short. That was the third out in the first. He had runners at the time at second and third. Now he hits it well to the left side, and it's caught. It's a line drive catch made by the third baseman in McCrory, and did not have to move a step. Perfect place, perfect time for out number 1. So here's Paulino, popped out to third base, just inside the foul line in his first at bat. Second opportunity against Kennedy, and the first pitch is high for 1. Well, Kennedy got the first 2 retired in the second. So there were 2 outs and nobody on, but then DC would rattle off 5 straight singles that resulted in 3 runs, but a big error is what really got that rally going. 2-0 here on Paulino. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. So that error really big hurts for Holton in that last inning. There's a swing and a miss to make it 2-2 here on Paulino. Sets chest tie, gets the sign, kicks and fires. A little bit outside, makes it 3-2. Kennedy has certainly grinded here through the first 2 and change. She has thrown quite a few pitches, especially in that first inning. And a slow roller left side fielded by the shortstop, but a low throw. Smith bailed out by Womack at first to record the out. And two up and two down here in the bottom of the third. It was fielded cleanly by Smith at short, but a low throw, and Womack, the first baseman, had to dig that one out to potentially avoid an error and a base runner. Breaking ball in the dirt to Jensen. It's 1-0. Hit a line shot right off the glove of Kennedy in his first at-bat, and then it ricocheted to the right side of the infield. And Binkley at second base made a nice play and throw to first to retire Jensen. Next pitch a little bit low, 2-0. Another opportunity for Kennedy to retire the side in order. But did not do so last inning when he retired the first two. There's a called strike, 2-1 now on Jensen. Sets quickly and fires. Little up and in, makes it 3-1. 5 straight singles leading to 3 runs. Donovan County a 3-0 lead. There's a called strike taken all the way by Jensen, and the count's full at 3-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and down goes Jensen, and Kennedy retires Donovan County for the first time in order, 1-2-3. We have played 3, and a 3-0 score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman, Donovan County 3, Holton nothing. Here on KNZA as we start the fourth inning of play. Cooper Everly has been dynamite on the bump here for D.C. He has retired the first 9 he has faced. He gets the top of the order in Hoggle and a swing and a miss for strike number 1. And a bunt put down but foul, and it's quickly 0-2. 5 strikeouts for Everly through the first 9 faced. He struck out the side in the last inning. His team has the 3-0 lead. 0-2 is low, makes it 1-2. Hoggle, he grounded out to second to begin the game. And up for a second time against Everly. Breaking ball doesn't quite get back inside the zone, and missing upstairs to make it 2-2. Segan Hagen and McCrory also do up this inning. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Hoggle to begin the fourth. Make it 6 strikeouts for Everly and 10 batters faced. And Segan Hagen steps in, grounded out to the pitcher in his first AB. 1 out, nobody on, top of the fourth. Donovan County a 3-0 lead here against Holton. Breaking ball outside makes it 1-0. It was sunny when we arrived, but quickly got to some overcast conditions. But Rain appears to be later on in the evening hours. Next pitch a little bit outside, makes it 2-0. And a fastball that clips the outside corner on Segan Hagen makes it 2-1. Everly working quickly with the groove. And now a launch shot to the right side, and McCrory in the on-deck circle had to leap out of the way of that one. And it's evened up, 2-2. Everly has struck out 4 in a row, and a chance for 5. Just missing there with the fastball low and away, and it's now a full count at 3-2. And another foul away, so Segan Hagen battling here. Another chance here at 3-2. All 3 runs for Doniphan County scored with 2 outs in the second. 5 singles brought in those 3 runs. And there's a called strike 3 on the outside corner. 5 strikeouts in a row, 7 in the game, 2 up and 2 down here in the fourth. That'll bring up Caleb McCrory, strikeout victim in his first at bat. Not many in this Holton lineup that has put one in play, especially over the last couple of innings, as Everly has quite a groove going. His first pitch missing outside to make it 1-0. So he has struck out 5 in a row, 6 of his last 7, and 7 total in the game. Next pitch, same location on the outside, missing, 2-0 here on McCrory. And the 2-0 is taken all the way, and it's called strike to make it 2-1. Next pitch over but low, makes it 3-1. Holton still looking for their first base runner of the night. And a chance here, see what McCrory does with the advantage at 3-1. He will swing and chop it to the left side, fielded. And the throw to first is in time. Davis makes the nice play. And another 3-up and 3-down frame. Everly has faced 12. He has retired 12. We're halfway home. It's a 3-0 score. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, halfway home and halfway to go. Doniphan County leading Holton by a score of 3-0. 8-9-1 in the D.C. order here in the home fourth. Colton Peterson followed by Seth Judd and Dustin Veach against Landon Kennedy. Still on the hill, grinding through the first 3 innings, and now fourth time on the bump here for Holton as tries to keep his team within 3. Breaking ball to Peterson, taken for a called strike, and the bottom of the fourth is underway. Peterson, a single and a run scored. He was the first batter with 2 outs. That error in his at-bat is what kept that inning alive, and ultimately led to the 3-run scored, all with 2 outs in that second inning. There's a check swing, held it up in time. And Peterson jumps in front, 2-1. Kennedy looking in, finally gets the sign he likes and fires. Just a little bit upstairs, makes it 3-1. Donovan County has stranded 4 runners in their first 3 innings, and there's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was low, and the count runs full at 3-2. They had runners on 2nd and 3rd with 1 out in the first, and a strikeout and a pop-out got Kennedy out of that inning. Here's a slow roller. Left side, McCrory. It's going to be a tough play and won't even make a throw. It's going to be an infield hit for Colton Peterson. It might as well have been a bunt. It was perfectly placed between home and third, and by the time McCrory charged in and scooped it up, not even a chance and no reason to make a throw. Keep Peterson honest at first. So Peterson at first, nobody out. Here's Judd. RBI single in his first at bat. Also would score in that inning. And a throw to first from the catcher, and it sails into right field, but it was backed up by Carlson, so no advance by Peterson, and that could have been a not ideal scenario. 1-0 here on Judd. Also had a stolen base in that second inning. Kennedy out of the stretch. Decent lead for Peterson at first. Let's see if he takes off. He will not, and this one is hit well, but out of play to the left side. And it's 1-1. So Peterson works a full count in his at-bats. And an infield single has him at first. 3-0 Donovan County here in the home fourth. Holton has not even had a base runner to this point. Here is a little chopper to the right side. The only play is going to be at first. And it's fielded by the first baseman in Womack, and he touches the bag for the first out. But Peterson advances to second base. So 1 out, and Peterson at second base. Here is the top of the order once again. Dustin Beach steps in for a 3rd time. He has reached 2. He walked in the first, singled and scored in the 2nd. So a good night at the office so far for Dustin Beach. Basic could add another. 3-0, the Donovan County lead in the home 4th. Hard shot to the right side, and a diving effort missed by the second baseman in Binkley. Carlson fields it quickly from right field to get it in, and now a throw to second base is a little tardy. And 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, so they hold Peterson. It'll be a single by Veach, and then getting to 2nd on the throw home. So now 2nd and 3rd with only 1 out. That is the 7th hit. And all have been singles. Well, Kennedy has had to work out of some jams in 3 of the 4 innings he has pitched so far. There's a foul ball straight back into the screen to Ryder Davis, and it's 0-1. Davis also has reached 2 in 2 at-bats with a walk and a single. His single in the 2nd brought in an RBI. Now base hits could bring in 2 potentially. 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. Pitch by Kennedy is fouled again back into the screen, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, Captain Kurt in studio early on in K-State's super regional game against Virginia had an early 1-0 lead. Just the 2nd time in school history K-State's been in the super regionals. Another foul back into the screen. Stays 0-2 on Davis. Peterson the runner at 3rd. Beach the runner at 2nd. After Judd are in between those 2 hits by Peterson and Beach, the lone out in the inning was a ground out to 1st by Judd. Chance to add to a 3-0 lead. But an 0-2 count on Davis. Kennedy sets and fires. And a swing and a miss. And down goes Davis and a big out number two. Four strikeouts for Kennedy. And a big second out as he tries to keep his team within three. And it's up now to Cooper Eberle, who has reached out a fielder's choice. And also has an RBI single. First pitch he sees is a little bit outside for ball one. A single, a ground out, a single, and a strikeout. The four batters here in the bottom of the fourth. The runners are at second and third with two down. 1-0 by Kennedy is a high chopper, McCrory. He fields it low, throw to first, a high one, but in time to get the out. That was a nice play by McCrory, fielding it low on the edge of the grass to get that out. So, Doniphan County again stranding a pair. Their lead is 3-0 after four innings. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Luke Dillon Electric. With over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, call Luke at 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We're four innings in. We got three to go. American Legion Baseball, Doniphan County leading Holton 3-0. As Holton comes up here in the top of the fifth inning against Cooper Eberle, who has been dynamite so far on the hill. He has not allowed a hit nor a base runner to this point. And he'll see Drew Womack, and the first pitch is inside for ball one. So four perfect innings so far for Eberle. He has struck out seven. Next pitch low and in the dirt, makes it 2-0. Binkley to follow, Kennedy after that. And Holton, despite the struggles on offense, fortunate to be within three because Doniphan County has stranded a lot of base runners. And just the three scored in the second. They stranded two in scoring position in the first and then two in that last inning. There's a foul tip to even up the count here, two balls and two strikes. So Womack in his first at bat grounded out to short. And a 2-2 is just barely grazed by the iron and dribbles to the left side, stays 2-2. Well, Doniphan County have a quick turnaround and go to Seneca on Sunday. We were at Seneca on Wednesday night as Sabetha beat Seneca by an 8-4 score, and there's a swing and a miss, and Womack is down. Make it 8 strikeouts for Eberle. His cruise control continues to stay steady. Here's Braden Binkley, strikeout victim in his first at bat. 13 up and 13 down for Eberle. Pitch is low and outside to Binkley, makes it 1-0. Good rhythm, good groove, and that pitch is just a little bit outside, 2-0. advantage hitter. There's another foul ball rifled to the right side, and Kennedy in the box had to scamper to his right to get away from that line drive, and it's 2-1. Kennedy will follow. Donovan County leading Holton here 3-0. Next pitch outside, it's 3-1. Well, McCrory was the last out of the fourth inning. He had a 3-1 count and swung at a pitch that was close and ultimately grounded out. And there is a strike call on the outside corner. And Binkley now runs it full at 3-2. Nobody on, one out. 3-2. Is low and inside, ball four. So Binkley draws a walk, and the first base runner of the night for Holton is a one-out walk in the fifth. So now for the first time, Eberle will go into the stretch position, and now he throws to first, and off the bag was Binkley, and he is tagged out. Well, that base runner short-lived. And just like that, Binkley picked off for out number two. Well, that is not what you were looking for if you were Holton. So just like that, two outs and nobody on. And a foul ball by Kennedy back into the screen makes it 0-1. Donovan County, a 3-0 lead. Five singles with two outs in the second, plating those three runs. That is all the scoring we have had to this point. A little slow roller to the right side, just barely grazed it on an off-speed pitch, but it's foul. And Kennedy down, no balls and two strikes. Well, you wait till the fifth inning to get your first base runner, and you immediately get picked off. What is still a close game. But Eberle now with an 0-2 advantage, trying to face the minimum. And he does. Swing and a miss, and down goes Kennedy for out number three. So, despite the first base runner, a quick pickoff move, and Eberle continues to roll. We have played 4.5. To the bottom of the fifth we go, 3-0 DC here on KNZA.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all 7 of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Bottom of the fifth we go. Donovan County up to bat, leading Holton 3-0. Landon Kennedy back to work. His first pitch to Beckham Griffin is swung on and missed for strike number one. Griffin 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Donovan County's three runs all scored in the second. And there's a slicer into right center field, but running into the gap to make the catch is Hoggle, and that is a nice play to record the first down. Here is Blevins. He is also 0-for-2. He has popped out to short and is lined out to third. Nobody on, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, DC a 3-0 advantage on Holton. And the first pitch, and it's going to run inside. It's going to hit Blevins, and he will take first. First time we've seen a batter hit in the game tonight. And Blevins at first with one out. Hayden Paulino, who is 0 for 2, now steps in. He has popped out to third and has grounded out to short. Well, DC could have certainly a bigger lead than just three. They left two stranded in the first, two more stranded in the second, and then they stranded two more in the fourth. The only inning they didn't strand any runners was the second when they scored three. Here's a 1-0 to Paulino. Runner at first and one out. A little bit outside, makes it 2-0. Outside the one inning, and again, the rally in the second started thanks to a throwing error. If that throwing error is not made, then potentially this is still a 0-0 game and a low outside pitch that gets to the fence, and Blevins takes second without a throw. So he is into scoring position, and it's now a 3-0 count on Paulino. Well, another opportunity here for Doniphan County to add to a lead, see if they can do so. And the next pitch is a called strike. Paulino thought it was ball four. The umpire says no. So now it's 3-1. Runner at second is Blevins. Kennedy sets and fires. Ground ball, left side. Smith deep in the hole at short. Makes it backhand. Throw is away and off target, and everyone is safe. And now just hesitating at third base is Blevins. If he doesn't slide, he probably scores, but he didn't see the throw get away. And that error will get Paulino to second base. And it looks like they will have a courtesy runner for Paulino at second base. That'll be Sawyer Ashburn. And now meeting on the hill for Holton, as Doniphan County now has him at second and third with only one out, leading it 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Does not appear that Holton's going to make a pitching change. But another big opportunity for Doniphan County to add to a lead. American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Doniphan County, a 3-0 lead on Holton, batting in the bottom of the fifth. American Legion Baseball on KNZA, second and third, and one out. Big opportunity for Colt Jensen. Kennedy's first pitch is a called strike number one. So another chance to where an error could be costly for the Cats of Holton. There's a foul ball back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Jensen has grounded out. He has also struck out. Is now down 0-2. That one is high, makes it 1-2. He's got Blevins at third and Paulino at second. Or I should say a courtesy runner at second for Paulino. That is Sawyer Ashburn. So Ashburn again, the runner at second. Next pitch high, and it's 2-2. And the way Eberle is pitching, got to do everything you can to try to keep him on the path. And there is a swing and a miss, and down goes Jensen. A big second out. Five strikeouts now for Kennedy, and another chance to get out of a jam. Boy, he has grinded through this game, and he has gotten some clutch outs. He's got to get one more here. First pitch to Peterson is low and inside for ball one. Peterson has singled twice. He has scored a run. So he has had a productive night in the eight spots in the Doniphan County order. Have a big opportunity here to blow this game open in the middle innings. Next pitch, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Levin's at third. Ashburn, the courtesy runner at second base with two outs. Jonathan County's lead is 3-0. Next pitch, just missing outside, 2-1. Well, the sun trying to peek its way through the clouds. Really the first time we have seen the sunshine since really the first pitch of tonight's game. We're fighting through, and there's a swing and a miss to even the count, 2-2. Another chance to get out of a jam. Big opportunity to keep this at a three-run game. Next pitch just breaks inside and misses, and the count is full, 3-2, with Judd due up next. This would be a big out if Kennedy can get it. Big 3-2. He cannot. It's ball four outside, and the inning continues. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for number nine in the order in Seth Judd, who had an RBI single and a run scored in the second, and he is also grounded out to first. Blevins at third, Ashburn the courtesy runner at second, Peterson at first. Jonathan County a 3-0 advantage, but trying to add in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch to Judd a little bit outside to make it 1-0. That sunshine short-lived as the clouds work its way back over. The lights are on here at the ballpark. Next pitch, about the same spot, a little bit outside, and it's 2-0. So Judd, the advantage here with the bases loaded. Kennedy has grinded to keep this game within arm's reach. Popped up left side, but it's going to be foul. And out of play to make it 2-1. Well, Blevins at third, he was hit by a pitch. And then Paulino reached via an error. And then Peterson walked. Bases are loaded with two outs. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. It is high to make it 3-1. Interested to see the aggressive approach here, if it's there for Judd, if he maybe takes a hack at one that he sees maybe over the plate, but a walk scores a run. And a 3-1 is popped up, but it looks to be just in foul territory. So he does swing at 3-1 and fouls it away, but now the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bases are loaded, 2 outs, full counts. 3-0 Donovan County, they're trying to add here in the bottom of the fifth. Kennedy has grinded for Holton on the rubber, needs one big pitch here. The 3-2 is popped up, tailing into foul territory. Will it stay in play? It does, and the catch is made by the catcher in Siegenhagen. So another jam gotten out of there by Holton and Kennedy. So we stay 3-0. Donovan County, they leave them loaded. We head to the sixth inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. It's a big month of June at Village Templar in Sabetha with an anniversary and birthday bash all month. June marks 5 years that Jennifer Carr has owned Village Templar, and don't tell anyone, but she's turning 45 this month. For the entire month of June, you can add on a gourmet cupcake for just a nickel on any online flower order at their new website, VillageSamplerFlorist.com. And June 28th and June 29th, every purchase will receive a free gift, as well as every fifth purchase will receive 45% off their entire purchase. Come celebrate this month at Village Templar in Sabetha.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Luke Dillon Electric. With over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, product, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. 3-0 Donovan County, their lead over Holton. As we start the sixth inning, Cooper Everly has been very good. He'll face Noah Bartle here, Josh Smith after that, and then Zach Carlson. after that. Here's a little slicer to the right side and lands in foul territory. And the count on Bartle here, one ball and one strike. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Holton has had just one base runner, and that was a walk last inning to Binkley, and then not even a pitch after that. Binkley was picked off at first base. Kennedy has gotten out of some jams to keep Holton within three, but the offense so far against Everly, nowhere to be found. Next pitch called strike, and it's 1-2. All three runs for Doniphan County scored in the second, and there's a called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Bartle, and now 10 strikeouts for Everly. And he will face Josh Smith for a second time with nobody on and one out in the top of the sixth. Doniphan County, a 3-0 lead. All three of their runs on five singles with two outs in the second. There's a swing and a miss by Smith. Make the count 0-1. So Holton's lucky to be only down three as this one is popped up and getting out to center field. That carried a lot more than originally looked, but pretty easy play out in center field for Judd. He makes the catch and two up and two down. And now Zach Carlson, who struck out in his first at-bat, will try to get something going. Holton has been unable to do much against Everly here in this ballgame. Two outs, nobody on. 3-0 DC. You're in the top of the sixth. Everly fires. Pitches high to make it 1-0. Well, we saw the sun poke through the clouds for about 15 seconds last inning, and that was short-lived, and that went away quickly. That pitch to Carlson, a called strike. 1-1. Here it is. A little bit outside, makes it 2-1. Defense has also played well behind Everly. They do not have an error. Holton's defense has committed three errors in the game. Well, chance for a base runner if Carlson can take advantage of what is now a 3-1 count. Everly fires, and a swing and a miss, and it goes full. Three balls and two strikes. He has faced the minimum in every inning. He has given up one walk. Next pitch, just inside, and it's ball four. So the second walk allowed by Everly gives Holton a two-out base runner. Here's Brady Hoggle batting for a third time, 0-for-2, ground out and a strikeout. Just the second base runner against Everly tonight. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. Well, you only have one more at bat after this inning, so Holton would love a two-out rally here and try to keep the line moving. And this is hit well towards the gap and shallow, but running on to make a catch. Out in left field is Jensen. That could have been trouble and potentially extra bases, but Jensen makes the catch in shallow left center field to retire the side. So Everly continues his dominance. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 3-0 game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
It looks like Holton's going to go with a new pitcher here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's going to be Josh Smith, who takes over for Kennedy. So Kennedy, five innings. He allows seven hits, three runs, two earned. He struck out five, and he walked three. He got his team out of some big jams throughout the course of this game to keep his team within striking distance. So again, Josh Smith now, the first pitching change on either side in this game. And it looks like they just put Kennedy at shortstop. So those two just swap positions. Everything else appears to be the same. Let's see if the top of the order for Doniphan County against a new pitcher can add some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth. They have a 3-0 lead. Fourth time through the order, here is Dustin Veach, who has been busy here tonight. First pitch by Smith is a little bit outside for ball one. Veach has reached in all three at-bats. He walked in the first, singled and scored in the second, and then singled in the fourth. A little bit high and inside on that next pitch. It's two balls and no strikes. Davis and Everly to follow. Three runs on five hits in the second inning for Doniphan County. They have no runs on just two hits in the other four innings. But they have stranded quite a few base runners. Veach an advantage here at 3-0. And he takes one for a called strike, makes it 3-1. So again, Kennedy threw a lot of pitches, but got out of some jams to keep his team somewhat alive. And there's another called strike, and from 3-0 to 3-2. Let's see if Doniphan County can get a leadoff base runner. And it is just missing for ball four. So, nearly came back, but Veach had a good eye there, and he's at first with nobody out. So Smith giving up the leadoff walk, and Ryder Davis is getting set to check in. Little pause in the action. I think maybe the umpire might be waiting for a couple of extra balls. Maybe the catcher, I think, has got an equipment check in the dugout. Again, that's Siegenhagen. So a little pause in the action. Veach, another good at bat, and forcing a walk for the second time. Might be a glove malfunction, I don't know, but a pause in the action here. Good time to thank our great Legion baseball sponsors. Want to thank Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They're open 7 days a week with great specials. It appears to be something with Siegenhagen's glove, and he's having to get maybe one from the Doniphan County dugout just to help out here. So looks like he's getting a new glove, and we'll get back to work here. Is Josh Smith, the new pitcher, giving up a leadoff walk here to Veach. He is at first with nobody out. Trying to add some insurance in the home six. Doniphan County, a 3-0 advantage here on Holton. Davis is 1-for-2 with a walk. And he swings at the first pitch and lines it out towards the gap in left center field. And that baby drops and gets all the way to the warning track. It's going to be the first extra base hit, and it's going to drive in a run. And just like that, it is 4-0. A big RBI double to add some key insurance. The second hit for Davis, his second RBI, and it's 4-0. Runner at second, still nobody out. And the first pitch to Everly is taken for a called strike number one. So Smith sets, steps off the rubber, and looks back the runner to Davis at second base. A perfect shot to the 340 sign in left center. Driving in a run, the first extra base hits of tonight's game. Next pitch outside, one ball and one strike. Everly's been so good on the hill. And has also been productive with an RBI single at the plate. Next pitch by Smith, a little bit outside, makes it 2-1. So a walk, and then a double, has added some insurance here for Doniphan County in the home six. It's 4-0 and still a chance for more. Runner takes off, and Davis has to go back as Everly fouls it away, and it's 2-2. So the eighth hit of the game as a team for Doniphan County. The first seven were singles. And double by Davis, making it 4-0. Smith sets 2-2, looking for this first out in the inning, and that next pitch is low, kicks away, and Davis to third without a throw. And now the count is full on Everly. It is crunch time now for Holton to try to keep the damage at a minimum here in the sixth. And this one is sliced to the right side, and it's fielded by the second baseman, booted into shallow right, no play regardless, and a run is in. That'll go down as an RBI and a hit for Everly. It was sliced to the right side, and then the second baseman in Binkley going into near shallow left field to his left had so much spin on it. By the time he fields, Everly is safe at first. So now it's 5-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch by Smith is low. Good block by the catcher in Siegenhagen. And to Griffin here, it is 1-0. So a walk, a double, and a single. And still nobody out. Umpire wiping off home plates. Griffin is 0-for-3. He has struck out twice and has also lined out to center. Runner at first is Everly. Davis and Everly with RBIs in this inning. Key insurance being added. It's 5-0. Still nobody out. Davis sets and now hesitates and thought about throwing over to first, but Everly back safely. He'll set at the belt. Fires. Runs inside and it hits him. So fourth at bat for Griffin, his first time reaching, and does so by taking one off the left shoulder. And now two on and nobody out as Everly works up to second base. Well, now Doniphan County chance to really put this game out of reach if they can continue to work a big inning here. Two have already scored, still nobody out with two on. Pitch by Smith is outside to Logan Blevins for ball number one. Speaking of hit batters, Logan Blevins has been hit by a pitch tonight. He has also popped out and is lined out. Now hits it to the left side, fielded perfectly by McCrory. Chance across the diamond for a DP, and they get it. How about a 5-3 double play? Well played by McCrory at third, and a big 1-2 combination there for a couple outs. It'll be Paulino as Blevins, again, a 5-3 double play. So Griffin to second base during all that. Base hit could still add a run, but now two outs, and that pitch is low and outside, gets away. And Griffin to third without a throw. So a base hit by Paulino would add a run. One ball, no strikes. He has reached on an error. And he has also grounded out and has popped out. There's a swing and a miss to make it one ball and one strike. So a walk, an RBI double, an RBI single, and then a hit batter. And Blevins grounding out into a 5-3 double play. Now a slow roller to the right side should end the inning, fielded by the first baseman and Womack. He taps first for the outs, but Doniphan County doing some damage and adding some key insurance. A 5-0 game as we head to the seventh here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Holton, they have been stymied on offense tonight and have one final inning against Cooper Everly as Doniphan County leads this one 5-0. They had a couple in the bottom of the sixth, some key insurance. American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. So three runs scored in the second, five singles with two outs, giving Doniphan County a 3-0 advantage, and then they add two more in the sixth. RBI hits by Ryder Davis and Cooper Everly. And Everly has been sensational on the hill, and he tries to put the finishing touches here as he'll face Segan Hagen. First pitch swinging, ground ball right side, fielded by Blevins. Over to first to Griffin for out number one. Here's Caleb McCrory, who is 0 for 2, holding down to their final two outs. Everly has struck out 10 and has walked just two. Those are the only base runners for the Cats in this one. Everly fires, and it's fouled straight back to make it 0-1. McCrory struck out to end the first, then he grounded out to shortstop to end the fourth. Everly has had good pace and a good rhythm all night, and has not really been threatened by this Holton offense. Next pitch outside makes it 1-1. Nobody on, one out. Top of the seventh. Final opportunity for Holton. They trail 5-0. Next pitch outside. Pops out of the glove of Paulino, and it's 2-1. Well, 2 years ago, Doniphan County, they had a 25-6 record, but lost in the zone tournament championship game to Hiawatha. Popped up right side. This is a mile high, but it's going to stay in the infield. Ultimately, Griffin at first base will make the catch, and Holton down to their final out. So here's Drew Womack. He was the first out with the ground out in the second, and he was the first out in the fifth via a strikeout. Big-time performance by Everly. Needs one more out. Put this game away. First pitch, a swing and a miss. And Womack falls behind. It's 0-1. Don't forget, once we're done here, we'll have our post-game coverage and our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And there's a swing and a miss by Womack, and it's quickly 0-2. So Holton down to their final strike. What a night it's been for Everly and Doniphan County. Next pitch high and goes back to the fence, and it's 1-2. Chance to end it here. Pretty dominant fashion. A 1-2. Just missing. So 2-2. Been a fairly quick-moving game. The offense in the second and the sixth. Next pitch inside, so it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. See if Holton can keep it alive for at least one more of that. Onifin County nursing a 5-0 lead, scoring 3 in the second and 2 insurance in the sixth. 3-2, and it's outside, ball 4, so the game continues. Third walk given up by Everly, and Womack reaching for the first time, and it's up now to Braden Binkley. He was one of those three walks, but as soon as he got on first base in the fifth with one out, he was immediately picked off for the second out. Everly has not had to go out of the stretch much in this game, but does so here, and the first pitch is a called strike, fastball in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Binkley has also struck out, did so for out number two in the second. Next pitch, high chopper to the right side, stays fair, Griffin fields and touches the bag, and that will do it. As Everly tosses a no-hitter, he walks three, he strikes out 10, and Donovan County wins it 5-0. Impressive showing both sides of the ball. Our postgame coverage is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast, Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair, at the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke at 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. We got our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game momentarily, but a little recap here is Legion broadcast final tonight. Donovan County, a 5-0, pretty dominant win over Holton. As the story was Cooper Everly as he tosses a no-hitter in the game. 7 innings, no hits, no runs. He walked 3, and he had 10 strikeouts in the game. He also drove in 2 with a pair of RBI singles and was 2-for-3 at the dish. So, obviously a key storyline there. The game really turned in that second inning as 5 straight singles for Donovan County in the second, all with 2 outs, and that run got going because of a throwing error. So, game really could have changed if that error does not happen, but it does, and Donovan County takes advantage after a 2-out error. 5 straight singles, driving in 3 runs. Seth Judd, Ryder Davis, and Cooper Everly all credited with RBI singles. And then credits Landon Kennedy for Holton. He really had to grind, pitching 5 innings, allowing 7 hits and 2 earned runs. 3 runs, 2 of which were earned and had 5 strikeouts. But he got his team out of multiple jams. It certainly could have been a lot bigger of a deficit, you know, throughout the course of the game. But he did his best to keep it in it. But big insurance runs as well for Donovan County. In the bottom of the sixth inning, a walk to Beach, then an RBI double by Davis. That was the lone extra base hit of the game, and then Everly would follow with another key RBI single. Again, as they would add two runs on two hits in the sixth, and then Everly. I kept it quiet, you know, throughout the middle innings. You know, you probably heard me reference about, you know, 10 up, 10 down, 12 up, 1 down, 12 down, and, you know, Everly just kind of cruising along. But once you got late into the game, you keep the no-hitter quiet, because as soon as you say it, a hit comes, and then you're blamed for the announcer jinx. So I kept it quiet, so I'm not going to take all of the credit for that. It's going to be Everly who had the monster game and all the credit there. Again, the no-hitter for him with 10 strikeouts as he drives in two as well. Well, you know, talking about it, well, let's be about it. It's our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and it does got to go to Cooper Everly as he does throw the no-hitter all seven innings. No hits, no runs allowed. He walked three and struck out 10. He also had two singles and two RBIs, and he is our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, that's going to do it for us here on KNZA. Our next broadcast will be next Wednesday, June 12th, as we'll be at Holton, as they will play host to Hiawatha. We'll see Hiawatha for the first time as they are off to a good start here in 2024. So the final lines in this one, Doniphan County, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Cooper Everly tossing a no-hitter with 10 strikeouts, and Holton, no runs, no hits, 3 errors, 2 of those very costly, and they left 1 runner on base. Just over 90 minutes on the game time. For Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for listening to American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.